Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to Murk Madness Radio. Right now I have a host, or the guest call in line, which is going to be 516-387-1653. You can be included in any one of our conversations at any point in time. We're going to be talking about kind of current situations that are going on in the world and what's going on in the community. Hopefully I can get Wolf on the line here and more people to go in. Other than that, it looks like we have our first caller coming in, hopefully. I see you. Anyway, it's been a long time since I've talked to you guys, and just wanted to kind of catch up with you guys. And I've seen a lot of stuff going on in the community, especially the recent passing of old superhero, and it is a loss to all of us. It's kind of deeply, but at the same time, we got to keep our hopes high. I know it's a lot to ask for each one of us, but that's just kind of the responsibility we take on as, you know, as being heroes as ourselves, as trying to be the hero for everybody else. Be strong for your families, especially with this. I don't even want to say it by its name no more, but you know what's going around. And just be safe. And yes, please wear a mask if you are out in public areas. I'm not asking for all the time. It's just I know that it affects people's health and it causes respiratory problems. But there are ways to solve that problem with yourself as well. It's not going to be easy for any of us, but this is what we have. Right now, I'm going to take a look and see if anybody else is on. Then I think I got him now. All right, here we go. Wolf, you're on air.
I am unmuted.
Unmuted.
Yep, that's what I said.
Yeah. Man, and this new, I'm not going to say it by its name because I don't want to get in trouble and kicked off this thing, but, like, apparently, with this new radio show that we have, it's costing 1 cent per minute. Ooh, a whole 30 cents, man. Ooh, you're getting, you're really nickel and diming me now. Oh, man. But I look forward to kind of talking with everybody that I used to talk to in the past in the community and the new ones, the new recruits, and see how everything is going. I know I kind of been out of the business for a minute, and I would like to try to get back involved and see what's going on. And definitely we've got an older mindset now. I mean, I'd say half the BS that goes on in the community doesn't really affect me anymore because we've all seen it before and you're not new. I'm sure the craziness, there are things that can still be achieved, but let's not do that, you know. Let's not do those horrible, horrible things. But yeah, it's really hard to stay involved in the community with this, you know, virus going around, in your actual communities. And people are really trying to find ways around it. And I see Rock and Roll and Nate Bug and all of them still going forward, trying to push forward. And I commend them. Like, if I can't even really call myself a hero at this point. I try to help people out as much as I can, but I also got to maintain, you know, social distancing and no contact and all that jazz. Personally, I hate all this stuff. I hate that we have a pandemic. I hate all that crap. But, you know, with this I hate, it just becomes, you know, we further go down the road. And what I wanted to bring up is it seems like a lot of people are having a lot of triggers going on. And, God, I hate those new terms that, you know, Generation X and Y is pretty much paved the way, and Z. So, but it is helping define our world and how we see it better, honestly. Like, I hate the word trigger, but you see it all the time. Like, especially in, well, I hate to put it in an age group, in a, what do they call this, an ageist? It's not racist, ageist, I don't know what it is. But the stereotypes for 40 and 50-year-olds now, not all of them. There's still good people out, but the sour ones, they get triggered on anything. It's like they have no reservations for themselves. I remember there was people of the 1950s, 1940s, 1930s that had more reservations to themselves about what was going on around them, and they could hold it in. I don't know if you've seen that, Wolf, have you?
I've seen a few of it, and people here are not really masking up or taking precautions.
Yeah. And honestly, we have one thing, one job. Put your freaking mask on. And we actually have an excuse now to wear a mask out there. You know what I mean? This is to protect me from you. Not just to conceal my identity, you know, because I don't really want to be known for what I do. It's not, it's, even if it does get popular, if it doesn't, you know, I don't care for people to know. It's not their business. I just want to see, when they see that uniform and they see those people that are out there, yeah, some of these uniforms are crazy. But, you know, as long as you keep them within somewhat friendly guideline, or people see that you're out there to do something further than yourself, I think people warm up to it. I kind of miss all the old guys in the group, man. I don't really stay in contact with anybody. I just kind of dropped off the map. I say depression has been killing all of us. And it literally has killed. And I don't like this. I don't like the fact that suicides are happening. And, you know, I hate to say it, but, you know, I've been close to it. I've almost done it myself and was almost successful at it if somebody didn't freaking cut me down. But it's not a way you should go, you know. There's so much. If you hate yourself that much, put yourself out there and just work yourself pretty much to death to help other people, because that's the least you can do. I mean, you know what I mean? You might as well be productive if you're going to kill yourself. Like, go out there, help with the food, do whatever you got to do. And at least you can say, hey, I got a legacy of, you know, trying to do something. So, I'm not actually saying people kill themselves. Please don't. Like, that's not a thing. It should never be a thing. Life is sacred.
And
you don't really know what you got until it's gone.
And
even then, you ain't
going to
know it's gone
until
it's gone.
Yeah,
you know, we all get those feelings. I say even the strongest person in the world is probably like, why did I even deal with this shit? You know what I mean? What do I deal with shit? And ultimately, it just comes down to what the hell is your priority? And it seems like a lot of everybody's priorities are fucked up right now. And it's just, I don't know. I would like to see a little bit more meta in the community. I think if we keep ourselves busy during this time frame, it doesn't have to be with other people, but making each other happy in the community, like seeing the creativity that was going forth. And, you know, there was a lot of creativity in the past. We had a lot of cooperative between us and different people in the community, and that even includes, God, forgive me, I banged my head around too many times, Minion and NDO and all them. Yeah, we had our falling out or whatever the heck, but, you know, I grew up out of that. I mean, I saw my mistakes that I made and how I treated people back then, and it's not the way I want to go forward with this at all. So, I mean, I'm still here to protect people. I'll protect people with my life if I absolutely have to, but I'm not going to sit there and try to stir up crap anymore. It's just not in me. But I would say I've been working on the 2.0 suit, and it's coming together quite well. And I've been using some of these Kevlar pieces to try to sew these things together, and it's something else. It's really heavy, and I really could wish I could afford, like, that dragon armor, that liquid stuff. That would be great. Put that everywhere, you know what I mean? So lightweight, take many bullets, yeah, whatever. I'm not saying that we should ever run into gunfire by any means, but I live in St. Louis, man. Like, there's shootings every damn day. There were three people killed last night. It was horrible. Within an hour span. And we're flooding out here because of the rain and a bunch of other jazz. And I don't know. I just wish people had more discipline. And nobody seems to have shit nowadays.
I know.
So.
Oh. Most of us have been hit financially, or life has drop-kicked us. It's normally leads to better things, but it's a rough ride.
Yeah. And I'm sorry I'm not really taking too many callers right now. I'm not actually calling my computer. I'll run back over there, and hopefully I can get some people in there. I've kind of got distracted. So I'm very sorry if somebody's hanging out on the line right now. I'll get over there. Eventually, we'll get this down pat. This show will be streamlined. I just wanted to kind of check in with everybody and see how everybody's doing and see if everybody's still, you know, kicking, because this is taking out a lot of damn people. Who? I knew it was going to be biological, and I you heard me say it before, even before this thing kicked off. I just didn't think it was going to be any time in my lifetime, but this is what we have. And I'm a kind of concerned of how the United States is going to take it against China. The way it's going to happen. Oh, that election can't happen soon enough. And I'm sorry for all you Trump supporters out there, but, like, I don't know how you support that clown. Like, personally, if I met this guy off street and he wasn't the president, I'd be like, dude, piss the fuck off. Like, he'd make me mad. You know what I mean? Like, him himself, it's just not a very nice person. I don't know why he keeps trying to align himself with so many other people that are just so inherently evil. You know what I mean? Putin and everybody else. And now he's trying to put his faith on Mount Rushmore. Good God. Imagine painting the entire face of Mount Rushmore orange. I'm sure somebody's going to probably do it. Paintball or something. Don't do that. That's a national landmark. I'd be pretty pissed off about that. But, yeah, if he gets his face on that, I don't know. I mean, they're talking about taking down Civil War monuments because they own slaves and all that, Devin, and taking down one George Washington Museum of slaves. And, like, yeah, I get that those people are not ideal for current-day society, but they show where we have come from. And not saying it's a great origin, and a lot of us probably didn't come from them, but at the same time, this is how far we've grown. And if we can't see our mistakes in the past, I don't know what to tell you. I've been around these statues before, and I didn't care for them. You know what I mean? I don't want this guy memorialized by any means. But I figure there's got to be a more legal way to deal with this jazz. I'm just trying to find a middle ground, and it's hard for everybody to just keep their emotions straight. I really wish I could. I really wish I could just emotionally slap everybody. This is like, bam, knock it off. Get some more fucking discipline in your goddamn life. But
I'd actually prefer a few trank darts when I get riled up.
Oh God. Wolf, no. God. I'll meet you in the middle of a little hook and a hot tub. There you go.
No, if I remember right, bacon in a hot tub works.
Bacon.
Oh wait, it's got to be
that
low sodium bacon now.
That, yeah. Oh yeah, I took my blood pressure. I was like borderline high blood pressure in the beginning of this year, and now I'm fine. I've actually started doing a lot of the workout that was posted online, and I don't have a stomach anymore. Wolf, I'm down to a freaking 31, 32. I was a 34 going on 35, 36. I was like, oh, this weight is not keeping up. I was turning into Fat Fox. I'm Fat Man.
I'm still on this low-sodium diet, which has been kicking my tail. But, no, my blood pressure was at stroke level. My eating habits get
really
that bad for a while.
It sucks getting older, but, you know, let's hopefully age doesn't turn us sour. I don't want that to happen. And if I turn into a grumpy 50-year-old, just smack me around a couple of bit. You know, you have full permission to do that. I don't see the point. And if it does end up going that way, give me a dart of hormone therapy or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm getting my life back together, so...
There's ways to fix yourself, and people don't end up doing it. I don't understand that. If you got a problem in your life, you don't have to really take it full head on, but work to fix it. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
Before I had, I was crazy back then. I had all kinds of mental issues and things going on, depression, anxiety, you know, all kinds of messed up stuff. And eventually, I started eating right. I started taking my meds like I was supposed to, and, you know, I feel normal. I feel great. There's no drugs. There's no alcohol. There is no nothing, which is it's great. I mean, I feel better than I have felt in a long time. But I wish everybody well, honestly, with this junk going on. Stay smart. Stay safe. As for... the prepping portion of it, I guess. What's going on? Do you have any? Have you seen anything lately that's kind of caught your interest in the prepping world?
Not really. Well, everyone's actually kind of went quiet on it.
Yeah, I noticed that. In all the prepping forums that I was in, everybody just kind of shut up. Which I get it. You know, you don't want to like boast about what you got where you're at. It's not going to be good for you. Because you're going to have some of those marauder freaks running around thinking, just like there's ROSH, you know, that really believe that they have superpowers. You got people running, superpowers. You got people running around thinking they're actual marauders, and this is the apocalypse, this is the end of times. This is not the end of times, people. This is not. The people have survived many other pandemics besides this, and if you think this is the end of times, well, you're not happy with the situation. By any means. And history is going to look back on you and go, what the hell did you do? You know what I mean? You just sit there and moped. And there's things that we can do. Take precaution steps. And it's as simple as sitting at home and playing your freaking Xbox. Go do it. I hail the gamers that are just like, yeah, forget the pandemic. I'm going to order in. I'm staying out. I'm staying the hell out of there. Yeah, good for you guys, honestly. Like, all these other fools can't seem to not, like, I got a social life. It's like, dude, that's what the internet's for. Like, bruh.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I've been very lucky that, you know, nothing has happened to my own family that's going on right now, going through Oh yeah. I have to go through a divorce thingy right now. It's not fun. Oh God. And it looks like the court system's so damn backed up nowadays. It's hard to get anything done. I'm surprised that people can even go to the DMV and, you know, do what they gotta do. I don't even know how I'm gonna be able to register my new car. Oh yeah, I'm getting a car, Wolf. It's happening.
Yay!
Yeah, I know, right? Right? It's, and for those people that want to find me, I don't give a crap. You can find me, you can like me. I don't take well to people I don't know. It's a Cadillac DeVille, but it's a 94. Talk about old school. Uh-huh. It's a boat, float. I mean, it does have like 250,000 miles on it, but that damn thing is pretty much all replaced. And this old couple kept replacing crap just to keep it running. So things are looking up, man. Like, you know, I'm out of that legal aspect of all the crap that was going on to me. Made my peace with the person that, you know, I hurt. And things are going well. And I'm just glad that everything kind of worked out the way it did. But this pandemic has just been another headache on top of what I had to go through in the past. And I'm hoping that you guys have a lot lighter situations than what's going on around here. We did this as a wild hare to get this radio station up and going again. But I really would like to get people involved in the community. And if you have any ideas or anything like that, I'd be more than happy to have you on or talk about what you're doing in the during this COVID crap. There, I said it. Bad me. But anyway, I think this is running about near the end, isn't it?
6 minutes left.
6 minutes left. Well, it looks like I am going to leave you with Hot on the Trail by Steam Powered. I always mess it up. Steam Powered Draft. I always like this song. Even though it is a little, you know, a little down, but it's a little uplifting too if you find the duality of it, because, you know, there's duality in everything. All right, Wolf. Well, thanks for tuning in, and hope to see you guys later. All right, talk to you later.
Well, you don't like the way that I am.
You're not the way
you want and the way you understand.
But I can't
help being the way that I am.
It's just the way that
it is and what I know.
So sorry about
all of these things that I be and I know.
You call me.
Not you, but this ain't how I wish
it could be.
For you and your way, and I know.
It's
me. I just know that I know. I know it's all of me. All the little pieces make up so much sense. I'm the destiny.
Call this.
makes so much sense in the distance.
Whoa.
Fragmented to the point of easy.
Heart on the trail of a real fine line. This could be what it means to be alive. Can't be too sure, but it feels the right way. Love is infinite like sun rays.
I know what I need to be me. And I know being me makes it hard to finally with our love it could appear. Don't like what it is. Don't know what it is.
Don't know what it is.
I can't help it easily. But I know what it is that I plainly see. Yeah, who could have liked what it was? It caused such a fuss. My heart placed in your hands. Then we gave love a chance.